Anyway, I'm sure most of us are guilty of occasionally indulging in an expensive treat, whether it's a new pair of shoes or a bottle of pricey wine, because frankly, a little bit of luxury makes us all feel good. Now, scientists have discovered that this really is the case, and that even if you think you're paying more for something when in reality you aren't, you might still get that same feel-good effect. Now, studies have already shown that advertising and marketing can manipulate customers into thinking perfumes labelled as being exclusive and expensive are actually smell nicer than cheaper perfumes. But now a team of researchers from the California Institute of Technology and Stanford University in the States decided to see what goes on inside our brains when we think we're spending lots of money. Now, they used functional magnetic resonance imaging and basically put volunteers inside these machines to look inside their brains while they were being given glasses of wine. Now, they were told that they were being given 5 different glasses of Cabernet Sauvignon, whereas in reality, there were only 3 types of wine. The cheapest one was about £2 a bottle. Then there was a middle one at about £15 a bottle and an expensive vintage of about £45 a bottle.
Obviously, you subscribe to the same taste as you, Helen.
The £45.
With the £2
pounds.
Bottle of wine.
Oh,
yeah.
No, please. Certainly 15 for me. But anyway, this cheapest bottle that was actually served twice, once in its original packaging, and then again being basically masquerading as a wine that was worth around £20. And then the most expensive vintage was also served up a second time in the guise of a £5 bottle of Plonk. And it seems that this label swapping trick actually worked. The volunteers said that the cheaper wine tasted much nicer when they thought it was more expensive, and vice versa for the pricier wine when they thought it was cheaper. And it turns out this price tag feel-good factor also has a measurable effect in the brain, because when the volunteers were sipping on these wines that they thought were more expensive, even if they actually weren't more expensive, this increased activity in part of the brain called the medial orbitofrontal cortex, which is thought to be responsible for judging the pleasantness of an experience. And this part of the brain didn't light up nearly as much when they were drinking wines that were labelled as being cheaper, even if they were in fact more expensive.
So the bottom line is you can improve the flavour of your wine if you just put a massively expensive price tag on it. Everyone will enjoy it more.
As long as you won't, obviously, if you know that it's more expensive, but your guests may well. It's a very strange thing. It's a bit like a sort of placebo effect on the human brain, because if we expect things that are costing more, then they will taste better.
That's reassuring. It didn't work for my house, though, when I bought that. I'm still reeling from the effects of that 5 years on.